This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Monday. Monday, the 24th.
Woo!
Of February. It's going to be March on Saturday.
That's insane.
And I know we say this all the time. Everybody always says it, but it really does feel like it's kind of going a little quick.
I a million percent. I felt like January was very long, and then after January, right. We're in August.
January was very long, but we also were like, how did we get here?
Yeah.
You know, how did we get to this part? February, see you later. Bye.
I know.
Then what makes me laugh is the weather guys are going, it's 15 degrees warmer than it usually is. And I'm like, how can that be too?
Yeah.
It feels like a long, cold winter. I'm ready for this to be the desert again. And
yeah, me too, dude. I will say though, yesterday was beautiful. I went outside for like an hour and I was like, thank God there was no wind. I didn't need to put a light sweater on.
I felt ripped off, though, because it was supposed to be 80 and it wasn't.
Yeah, I feel that.
It was still warm. No, it was nice. It was nice enough.
But it wasn't 80.
You told me 80, and I believed you.
And I expected 80.
I expected 80. And then this morning, they're, you know, again, they're doing that. Well, 15 degrees warmer than... And I'm like, bulls... Bull, you know what?
What was that? Bull Spatori.
I just threw
loved
words.
It.
I just put words together.
Italian.
This one over here, Ms. Michaela Gordon. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez.
Yeah.
I'm Chet. You knew that. This one over here. What a crazy, wild. May I set up the story or
yes,
would you like
please.
To?
Please, yes.
I'll say it again. Our girl's been going through it. And one of the worst parts of being an adult, and we all start going through it.
Mm-hmm.
You go through this period of your life where you grow up, mm-hmm. you become an adult. Then all of a sudden everybody around you and you get married. You know, you go into that adult part of life.
Yeah.
Kids are involved for some, mm-hmm. you know, all of that. You go through that part of life and you're going to everybody's wedding. You're going to everybody. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Then a little while later, the switch flips and you start losing folks. You know what I mean? It starts with the grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
You might get one that goes, you get people who go too young. You get all of this stuff. And then you end up in this part of your life where it's like, holy, can the world just be calm for a second?
Yeah.
Michaela is in that part of her life right now.
Yes.
And her stepmom is in the hospital with lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a battle. And literally, she leaves here. We get done with our work as fast as we can every day, get her out the door to go to the hospital to be with her family
right now.
And then every once in a while, the universe provides what it needs to remind you that there's still really great stuff out there. Apparently, this show is not enough every morning for her. To have that. You and I are not enough. The Lord.
Yes, it is.
The Lord said, I have to give you something else.
I have to give you more.
Chet and Adrian are not enough for you. Lisa at home is fine. She's a rock. She'll always be there.
Yeah.
Let me provide you with a reminder of how special you are. And this is all I know. We haven't spoken until this part. I just know what I know from social media.
Yeah. Well, listen, you are the main man in my life, and I love you for it. But as we know, I'm a big Philadelphia Eagles fan because my dad's from Philadelphia. Really, it's just because he loves them.
Name three Eagles.
That's how I love them.
Name three
Saquon,
Eagles.
Jalen Hurts.
Okay, I'll shut up.
Thank you very much.
You don't even need the third. I'll shut
up. Thank you. Uh-huh.
I don't think she has the third. For the record, I don't think she has the third.
The Great Whites.
But you know what? Great.
So I have told this story, but we were supposed to go to a big Super Bowl party, me and my dad, but his wife got very sick the day before. So we didn't go. It was just me, my dad, and my stepmom watching the Super Bowl. And it was a very big game. And as they were winning, we didn't get to watch them win. His mother-in-law had pulled up and she's older and she had all of her suitcases and she was panicking that she was outside. So me and my dad said, oh my God, we're coming. We'll get your suitcases. We actually missed the Eagles winning the Super Bowl a couple weeks ago, which wasn't a problem. Whatever. We're doing what we have to do. So on Saturday night, it was my dad and my stepmom's 22nd anniversary. They're celebrating in the hospital. So I get to Delilah to sing my regular night. And the buzz is that there's going to be a football team coming in. And I could care less. Naturally, because not a big deal. It's not until I get on the stage that I start seeing it's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sure, it would be obvious, yeah.
Coming in to celebrate their Super Bowl win.
Of course.
And I'm like, what are the chances? Like, how is this happening? It was such a big deal. I get off stage, I call my dad. I'm like, you're never going to believe this. He's like, Meek, this is so epic. That's it. It's great. I'm so excited. I go home. I wake up the next morning, my social media is blowing up. I look on my phone. Not only am I part of the Philadelphia Eagles Instagram reel.
Their Super Bowl celebration.
Yeah, as the singer, Heidi Klum, however this happened, posted me on her Instagram page as the night that she had at Delilah. And I was like, what is happening? I called my dad. I'm like, oh my God, he starts crying. And whenever he starts to cry, I start to cry. Probably because we have a lot of emotions built up as well.
Of course.
But I thought, what are the chances of the Eagles coming in on my dad's anniversary?
Yeah.
And it's just been such an epic thing. And for Heidi Klum to send over, she sent over a bottle of champagne that night. Of course, I don't drink,
Wild.
So the band drank it.
Yeah, but what?
I literally can't, as I'm saying it, I'm like, what am I talking about? Listen, I am a God girl, but I just feel like in that moment, you're like, yeah, God is so
Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be, because we needed it. We've been getting our butts kicked. I've been getting my butt kicked for sure, just trying to be there for my dad.
Well, and you take this stuff hard.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not one with, I'm not good with that kind of stuff. I am, but I tuck it inside. You know what I'm saying? So it's been tough. So to have all of this, like the Eagles, Heidi Klum, it was insane. Yeah. It was nuts. And it was just a good little validation.
And for the them to, would have been enough just to have them there.
Yeah.
But then this whole thing where Heidi Klum's going.
No, I know.
Where she's in love with you.
Yeah. I know. You guys, it was unreal. And really, it was just like a miracle. And Lisa was like, do you feel like cool, girl? Because that's the words we use when we feel cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I don't know what to feel. Heidi Klum. It was an epic weekend and needed.
Well, so top that. 702-364-9898. Put that number in your phone. Get ready to hit send. I think we're going to start out with, and this is funny, some people are going to lose their freaking minds right now. Big Time Rush is coming to PH Live at Planet Hollywood. They're not. Did you notice they're not calling it the Back Theater anymore?
Thank God.
They went back to.
I made some calls.
They went back to PH Live at Planet Hollywood. They're going to be here in August. The Big Time Rush in Real Life Worldwide Tour. And we've got meet and greets for, you know, as a grand prize.
Yeah.
So, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? We'll put up the Big Time Rush tickets.
So fun.
You're never going to top Michaela, but we'd love for you to play the game regardless, please. And we'll do that right after this.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things on 98.5 KLUC. Yeah,
this is simple. 702-364-9898. Did you have Heidi Klum send you a bottle of champagne? I did not.
Oh, my God.
I did not. Can't imagine. Yeah. Isn't it funny just to say it out loud?
No, I literally, I'm telling you, my DMs were blowing up yesterday, even with people that I didn't know. And they were like, girl, listen, you got to go on her page. Go on her page. And I'm like, for what?
Right. But did you know she was there?
Yes.
You were aware.
I only knew she was there after my set, after she sent over the bottle of champagne.
Right. So she didn't talk to you. You didn't sing to her.
No.
She just thought you were fantastic. Here's a bottle of champagne. Love you. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Bye, girl. And I was like,
was she
thanks,
with
Heidi?
Was she the entertainment for the Eagles? What was her deal?
She was with her husband, and they were cozied up in a corner. Like, you wouldn't have been able to see them. And from on stage, you know this very well. It's kind of dark. So you don't always get to see.
You see what's in front of you, and that's it.
Kind of it. Would have never known, but I have actually heard that she's just a very lovely human being.
Yeah.
Especially with like musicians. She appreciates it. Because isn't she a judge on America's Got Talent?
Yes, ma'am.
Like, she appreciates the...
And she was married to Seal. She knows the grind.
Duh.
She knows the grind. She knows what that... Yes, she does love
musicians. Yeah, she does. I know, dude. Listen, I needed it. It's great.
Well, top that, suckers.
Yeah.
What's the best party... It was the best part of your weekend. Where are the Super Bowl champions who've chosen to come and see you perform as their celebration? That takes second place.
That's insane.
How great is that?
Oh, my God.
God, I love this stuff. And you know what? And thank you, by the way, because it makes me realize that I love telling your stories so much. And I hold mine out.
You know what I mean? You have to tell your good stories. You know, listen, I did. I was kind of like, I feel kind of stupid. I hope this doesn't sound braggy.
No.
Even when I was posting it.
Let me do it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll tell yours too. Because I do think that it is important that we get good wins and good stories.
Yeah.
And also for people to know, like, sometimes you're going through it and sometimes you get wins.
Yeah. We got to go. 702-364-9898. So all of that in mind. Mm-hmm. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? I don't know. Well, I have a best, but I have a funniest. I do have a funniest.
Yes.
Mine was just low-key. It was great. My cousins were in town. They went to go see the Eagles at the Sphere.
So fun.
Seeing them was probably, that was probably the highlight. But, well, no, that's not true.
Why?
That takes second. I have a story as well. Big Time Rush coming to town Saturday, August 30th. Our friends at Live Nation have given us tickets. They've also given us meet and greet passes. So you win tickets, you'll qualify for the meet and greet. 702-364-9898.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
How about some Monday morning? I really love these good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Michael Minden, Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store, the company that makes a video game series called Elder Scrolls.
No idea.
I don't play video games, so but I'm guessing it's a big deal because they partnered with Make-A-Wish to help them raise money. They're doing an auction where the highest bidder gets to create their own character in Elder Scrolls 6.
Oh, that's so cool.
The auction ended over the weekend. Last we checked, it was over $40,000.
Wow. Oh my God, that's gotta be so cool for those little babes.
And then I love this even more. I had not heard of this. There's this great nonprofit. I'm gonna go do some research after the show today. Mm-hmm. Project Camp. Okay? Mm-hmm. They've been helping kids affected by the LA wildfires. But they help everybody. They go wherever they're needed.
Love.
When a disaster hits, Project Camp sets up day camps within 48 hours to give kids something fun to do and help them process everything that's going on.
I love it.
They're based in LA. But they run camps all over the country. They also set up shop in North Carolina last October when Hurricane Helene hit.
Sure.
And I am all in.
Yeah, that's amazing.
One of my favorite things that ever happened in this town, I was hosting Shade Tree Safe Nest. I'm not sure which it was, but one of them, they wanted to raise money at their tea that I was hosting, mm-hmm. and I said, what do you need the money for? And they went, we need to build a playground.
It was Shade Tree.
You know this story?
I know it because I went to Shade Tree for a tour, and I work with Shade Tree, and they took me to the playground, and they said this playground was built, and I know that it was your hand in it, and yeah. It's beautiful.
Because I walked in there, and I went, yes. Hey, everybody, guess what we're going to do today? We're going to build a playground. And they're like, what? And so then I said, we're going to build a playground. And we raised the money. It was a funny thing too. We were chugging along, raising the money. We needed like 35,000. We were like at 10 or 15. This lady just stands up and goes, I'll give you the 35,000. And then in my head, I'm like, what do we do with the other 10 or 15?
Yeah.
All these other people had already donated.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, thanks a lot, lady. Right. No, but it all worked out, and the money all went to good use.
Is beautiful,
oh, that's
Chad.
So funny, and I'm glad.
It's beautiful.
I'm glad to hear, because I'm not allowed to go there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's secret location and all that kind mm-hmm. of thing. Mm-hmm. All right, that's your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lee Minden and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hope everybody had an amazing weekend. Welcome to Monday, the 24th of February, 2025. I'm Chet. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. In just a moment, Michaela's hometown throwdown, Nicole Perez, who has launched Aliante firmly in first position with 14 wins overall.
Oh, yeah.
Two ahead of Sunrise Manor.
The City of Champions.
They got 12. Rhodes Ranch and Silverado Ranch with 9. Hendertucky with 8. Centennial Hills with 7. Best of the West and Mountains Edge with 6. She's trying to become, Nicole Perez of Aliante is, trying to become the 15th. 5-time champion.
That's crazy. 15.
Play the game coming up in just a moment. Michaela sang for Heidi Klum this weekend and for the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. They both just popped up. Eagles finally got a chance to come to Vegas as a group.
Yeah, and celebrate.
Yeah, and party it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty epic.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
At what point did you find out that they were in the room? Because I know you didn't know Heidi Klum was there till she sent a bottle of champagne afterwards. Well, how cool is that, by the way? And by the way, was there a note? How did you know Heidi Klum sent
champagne? No, the GM was like, here, this is from Heidi Klum. And I was like, what?
Okay.
Why? Okay. And he was like, no, it really is. And I was like, oh my God, I also don't drink. So I didn't want to be disrespectful, but I was like, I don't even see her. But she did. She was lovely. The band drank it. When I was walking in, I heard about the Eagles. But to be honest, when I was walking in and they let me know that the Eagles were coming in, I thought they meant the band, which would make sense.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then they were like, well, aren't you excited? Like, you're an Eagles girl. And I was like, I mean, yeah, babe, I like the music. It's awesome. And they were like,
They haven't been the same since Glenn Frey died. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but then when I found out it was a football team, because you know what's pretty cool? It's awesome that a team comes in, but the Philly Eagles is literally my team. They just won the Super Bowl. It's my dad's number one team. So it was just...
Your dad, well, they were at Centennial Hill, so it's a long way. I was going to say, literally, would that be something? It would be something. Dad, leave my stepmom for an hour. Come down.
I asked him. I called him right away. I said, will you come down here? I'll save a seat for you right now. He said, Meek, I want you to have the best time. I want you to sing for them, but I'm not leaving Sherry.
Yeah.
And I was like,
tell you what, man.
Listen, man, I got your back. He's a good dude. Yeah, but his love, his number one love is the Eagles. So Sherry.
Meek has been going through it because her stepmom's got lung cancer. And so there's been a lot of hospitals.
Yeah.
These last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding up well, though. You look good. You look happy today.
Thank you. Inside, I'm depressed with anxiety, yeah. But you'll never know.
No, it's the worst. It's the worst part about being an adult.
Yeah, I hate it.
You, at one point in your life, so, you know, there's this big buildup and weddings and babies and, you know, you graduate from high school and then you go to college. Maybe you meet somebody you love and maybe you get your heart broken once or twice and all these other kind of things that are, there's this growth mode.
Yeah.
And then now, good for you. Now you're a full-fledged adult. Now we're going to start taking stuff away. Now let's just see how tough you
Listen,
are.
Dude, I'm telling you, when someone in your family is going through it, you don't realize that everybody is going through it and the realizations that come with it.
Yes.
From the past, things that are brought back up, good or bad. It's a full-blown emotional journey for everybody.
And you start to look around and you go, because you feel like you're the center of the universe.
Yeah.
You feel like nothing else matters. Because in your world, nothing else does.
And you also feel like you're 20 years old. I still think my dad is 30 years old. Like, I don't see. And so it's this realization of, okay, we're all getting older.
But my mom gave me a great gift. And I lost my mom to lung cancer.
I know you did.
Gave me a great gift. And I tell this story somewhat frequently. But we're having what we both are. We know it's probably going to be our last conversation. Right? We know. I'm getting kicked out of the hospital because we're laughing too loud.
Oh, my God.
Right? But we both kind of know that this could be it.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets kind of emotional, right? Mm-hmm. And she looks at me. She grabs him by the hand. And she looks at and just all of a sudden, all the emotion goes away. You know that moment? We look at each other right in the eyes. And she says, there's not a GD thing you can do about it. And I was like, you're right.
It's true.
And she goes, when this comes to its conclusion, which it will, she goes, go do whatever you need to do to deal with it. She goes, go have a beer, do whatever. And she goes, and get your ass back to work. People count on you.
Oh my God.
And it was the greatest advice I ever got. It really was.
Yeah.
Because it was like, you're right. What am I going to do about this?
I know.
Nothing.
It is true. It is true. You kind of can't get sucked into it. You got to kind of be in the moment and then... write it out.
Yeah, and it doesn't work for everybody.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. Some people like to wallow in it. Some people like to get it all over them.
Yeah, not me, dude.
No, me. I just repress it and carry it with me.
Yes.
Actually, no, I don't. I just don't. You know, I'm sad like everybody else, but it's like, okay, back to the grind.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I will say, though, along with your story, a lot of people have hit me up in my DMs and let me know of similar situations that they've been in.
Yeah.
And it's nice. You know, even in these sadder moments, you feel less alone. When people reach out, they're like, it's okay. I dealt with it, too.
Yeah.
There's a blessings
You're not
in
alone.
All of it.
You're never alone.
Never alone.
Really, that's kind of what I was working my way around to. And more for not just for the people in the room, but for you're listening right now. You're never alone.
Never.
We're here. We're here for you. And look, it's Monday, and it's a great day, and it's going to be nice today. It's going to be almost 80 again.
Come on.
Which I guess is which is warm for this time of the year. Not for me, kid. I'm like, wait a minute. We've been waiting too long for this.
I know. Look,
bring on Crazy. Spring.
Please.
Bring on spring. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we get at it right now? 702-364-9898. Who's the girl that does Club Giggly with Hannah Berner? I love
her. Oh, Paige. I love her.
DiStefano?
DiSorbo? DiSorbo? Oh my God, the girls are screaming.
I look it up.
Paige DiSorbo, well, I believe.
Here's my thing. I think Hannah Berner's an absolute star.
Incredible.
The girl with her, great too, but Hannah Berner's she's my ace on this.
Yeah.
They do this thing called Club Giggly. You probably have seen them online. They're going to be in town on the 8th of March, which is like not this Saturday, but next.
Yeah.
At the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan.
Oh, they're so fun.
I know. And we have tickets
cool. For
Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Would you like to play? Let's go. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25 takes on Nicole Perez of Aliante as she tries to become our 15th five-time champion. Call now and good luck.
Game start.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, let's do this. Nicole Perez from Aliante going for win number 5. Went to be our 15th five-time winner overall. Also going for win number 15 for Aliante.
Yes. Good morning.
It feels kind of meant to be. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Now, standing in the way is whom?
Brooks Slater from Spring Valley.
We
know Brooks Slater.
Brooks the Fish. You know him from online.
Yes.
Brooks has been a long time P1 of the Chet Buchanan Show. He and his lovely wife, Katie, will wear their Chet Buchanan Show shirts on Fridays because that's what we do. We used to, you know what? I'm going to start bringing that back.
Bring it back.
On Fridays.
P1 Power Rankings, baby. P1 Power Rankings.
So that's awesome.
For a while, we did a podcast where it was the P1 Power Rankings, and we would rank our listeners based on
I love it.
What they would do throughout the week. Well, yes. It caused more hurt feelings than it caused anything else. Why am I number 7?
How could you?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we lost a few friends.
Aww.
It seemed like a good idea. It felt like we were rewarding people.
Sure.
The idea that literally with upwards, with hundreds of thousands of listeners, in theory, every week, that to be in the top 10 would be a cool thing.
Yes.
Why am I only number 8? Yeah. We heard it.
Okay, I hear that.
Well, I can't think of a better person to be here. Nicole, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to get your 5th win, you got your hands full, and you're going to have to earn it.
I'm ready.
Yeah, you are. Did you study over the weekend?
Of course.
Of course you did. She's in it to win it. She's not playing around. Just to remind everybody, buzz in with your name. Please do not answer until you are called upon, because you may think that you got in first, but you did not. First 1-3 is the winner, and your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
Best known for his roles in movies like Forrest Gump, this actor and his wife donated
Brooks the Fish.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, well, Forrest Gump was the giveaway.
Yeah, dude.
What was the question?
Known for his movies, who was the actor that donated $1 million to the wildfires with his wife?
Jeez, good for him.
$1 million bucks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. Well, all right. Good for you, Tom
Hanks.
I know. The challenger strikes first blood.
This weekend, tons of celebrities joined in on the birthday festivities of this reality star turned DJ, and everyone had little signs.
Nicole.
DJ Pauly D.
Was it DJ Pauly D? It sadly was.
Shut up, dummy.
Was not.
Oh.
Fish, would you like to steal?
Yes. Can I hear the whole question?
Yeah.
This weekend, tons of celebrities joined in on the birthday festivities of this reality star turned DJ, and everyone had little signs that said, "That's hot."
Total giveaway. Is it Paris Hilton? Yes, it is. The champ is in trouble.
Oh, no.
The champ is in trouble. Brooks the Fish, 2. Nicole Perez, squadoosh.
This one-time power couple has officially divorced after a very extensive...
Nicole.
It's J-Lo and the guy she married twice.
And her husband.
Ben Affleck, J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
There you go. We were looking at each other like, are we just going to give it to her?
I know.
No. Of course, Adrian said no. But
no shenanigans.
Adrian's tough, man. No shenanigans with Adrian. Hey, the rules are the rules, and them's the rules.
Dang straight.
All right. Challenger 2, champion 1.
Later today, we are giving away tickets to the Vegas Thrill for the game this weekend. What sport is that?
Nicole
for the tie.
It's professional volleyball.
You were not, Fish. That's the thing. You may think you were, but you were not. I'm sorry. We are tied at 2. Next correct answer wins.
This weekend, the Super Bowl champions popped in while I was singing at Delilah. Brooks, what's the team?
Brooks for the win and a new champion. I'm sorry. What was that again, sir?
The Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, Philadelphia Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles. Perhaps we have a brand new champion.
Oh, my gosh.
Game over. New champion.
Oh, Nicole.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were going to ask something about you singing at Delilah. Not the name of the team. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh,
no,
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Well, listen, Nicole, you're a great champion.
So good.
And I've said this.
Thank you.
Can I tell you, though, as I look back over the number of champions that we've had, these 14 other champions.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to be lifelong friends with all of them. We never hear from any of these people.
No, one and done.
Nicole, we need to change this. We need you in our lives.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. I'm here.
All right.
Thanks, Nick.
We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Bye, Nicole.
Bye.
Brooks the Fish is your new champion. By the way, we call him Brooks the Fish because he loves to fish. And at one point, he had even offered, hey, if you want to teach your kids how to fish, he would meet up on the weekends and would do that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Folks. Yeah.
What about grown-ups?
Yeah, you want to teach, teach Kayla how to fish?
Follow my page, Learn to Fish with Brooks.
Okay, that's awesome.
I love all of that. All right, man, you've got tickets for you and your lovely wife, or whoever you choose to take, to go see Club Giggly, not this Saturday, but next, at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. And you are what do you, what? What?
Nothing. The way you said that was hilarious.
Or whoever he chooses to take.
Your wife or somebody else.
Well, maybe she don't want to go. Maybe she'd, although these two go everywhere together, and it's adorable.
So cute.
It really is. It's adorable. All right, brother. We'll see you back here tomorrow to defend your brand new title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
This works out perfect. Who's taking the 177-second survey?
We got Melissa Michaela from Low Mountain.
Yeah. Well, so my cousins were in town. They hadn't been here in a while. So we took the drive. We went up through Red Rock Loop. We were hoping to see a burro. We didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We just saw a bunch of people driving like idiots. And,
yeah.
You know, on a Sunday, on a nice Sunday afternoon, everybody who never hikes, let's go to Red Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like when there's snow up on Mount Charleston. I've lived in the desert for 30 years, but let's go see the snow.
Listen, I'm laughing because I am that person.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. No, of course. I haven't got the first clue about what to do. This was just, this was a lot of, hey, there's the trail. And, you know.
Yeah,
just,
yeah, yeah.
Like, why are you stopping in the middle of a road when it's 50 miles an hour? What it, like, okay.
And yet we understand.
So, Melissa, where you come in is... We were driving backside of the 215, and they were like, oh, my God, look at all the houses over here. And I had to have a flashback to when KB Homes was building houses behind Lone Mountain, we tried to go out and do a remote from there. They had us do a live broadcast from there.
Yeah.
And in those days, you took a little antenna, and you shot it to Black Mountain.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And then it would and you couldn't get there from here.
Oh, my God.
Know what I'm saying? And we had to move. Like, we had to go fake the broadcast and shoot around the mountain. We were there, but we weren't there.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, yeah, now look at all the houses and stuff like that.
Yeah, dude.
So, technically, we were thinking about you over the weekend, Melissa.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll start as we do on every Monday morning. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Be specific.
I finished the Rock and Roll Half Marathon last night.
Stop
you
it.
Go, girl. Oh, my God. That's so
with
cool.
Zero training. Poor decisions were made, but you know what? I finished.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, dude.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, that was my fourth year, so yes.
Oh, good.
I will. I'll make the statistic again, yes.
So good for you, sis.
So 4 years in and you still haven't figured out that you should probably train?
She's like, I know I can do it. I did it past 4 years.
I normally train, and this year I was like, screw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done this 3 times.
I know what to do.
It's only a half marathon. It's only 13 miles.
I know, dude.
Whatever.
It was that point one that got me.
Do you run or walk it?
Oh, she runs.
Both.
She no, it was a run walk.
She runs until it's time to walk.
Yeah, got it.
She makes it.
Yes, that's what it is.
She makes it through on good looks and awesomeness.
That's so cool.
You know what I mean? And some of that glucose goo stuff. And yeah, she's fine. She's just fine.
All of it.
Yeah. All right. Now let's get to the thing that I'm really concerned about.
Okay.
Not that you're your rock and roll half marathon. That's amazing. And what a great answer. One of the girls on Love is Blind talked about her family's community sock basket. Did this slip by you?
Yeah.
The community sock basket is where they keep all the socks. When they need a pair, they just go to the basket and pick them out. Now, generally you just pick out your own.
Right.
But some people share socks. Now listen, I fully understand that these socks have been washed, probably in hot water, which is what you do with the whites.
Yeah.
Right?
A little bleach.
And all of that. Maybe a little bleach, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I still, the idea of community sock basket, I don't need my, I don't, I'm not so, it's not so much the mine with yours. Here, wear my socks.
That's so funny.
I wore a buddy's shoes the other day. I wore a friend's shoes.
Oh, well.
The other day. No, and I was cool with it then. Every time I think of it now in the aftermath.
Grosses you out. Yeah.
I like those videos when the cats dry heave.
Oh, yeah. Hair in their throat.
Community sock basket. Thumbs up and thumbs down, Michaela.
Thumbs up. I share with Lisa. But also because we have kind of the same size foot. Like, I couldn't imagine sharing with my family, like my dad, totally different size feet. Wouldn't make sense.
Melissa, community sock basket.
Thumbs up.
Yes,
my
Melissa.
My husband is upset, though, because I will wear his socks and he says I ruin them.
Why? Because your big Fred Flintstone feet?
No, because my feet aren't big enough, so they turn. And so
every
time he sees them, they're like flipped on their side. He's like, what are you doing to my socks?
They fold under.
Can I tell you, here's how dumb I am, too. Here's how dumb I am. Because my wife, she likes to fold hers into a little ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go in a little ball.
Yeah.
I like to fold mine over because in my head, and even though I wear no-shows, I know, it's how 2003.
Mm-hmm.
But I wear no-shows. But I don't want the top of them to get stretched out.
Does it
stretch them out? Probably not. But I still, I like mine
That's
folded
so
over.
Funny.
She likes hers in a ball.
Yeah, I do ball for sure. But I could see that. Okay.
Does Lisa fold?
No, I do our laundry and I put them all in a ball.
Okay, and she doesn't care.
No.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just share stinky, fungusy, socky feet.
Yeah.
Gross.
And she likes it.
All right, listen. Melissa, we're sending you to Mary J. Blige this Friday.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, Neo will be there. Mario will be there. Man, back in the day.
That's so fun.
Anybody remember back in the day when Neo would come to town? He'd go to Toy Drive. He'd stop by the station. Because Schaefer, it's his real name. We went to LVA. So he's Vegas kid, more or less. Always came by. Paid some respects.
Yeah.
I don't want to say kiss the ring, but came in. Said hello, maybe. Yeah. Have we heard from Neo's people?
Adrian, we have not.
Saturday or Friday, are we expecting a visitor?
I've heard nothing as of yet.
How about that? Well, just if you happen to run into him, Melissa, send our regards.
Please.
All right. I will. Thanks.
All right. Hang on one second.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Relationship rehab. All the time, everybody wants to talk about total honesty. I am a shades of gray guy. I say, and we know that. I've been very clear and open about this for a long time. Sometimes you don't need to. You don't need to.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm just the guy that is my favorite thing right now. Oh, you're doing that? Oh, I'm the guy over here minding my own business.
Sure.
This guy was wearing an M. He was wearing a Michigan hat on Saturday. I probably should have got punched in the face. I was just joking. I really was just
What'd
joking.
What'd you say?
I really was just joking. And it turned out at the end, we made nice. But the look on the guy's face at first. So my buddy and I are talking. We're on one side of the bar. He's on the other side of the bar. He's wearing a Michigan hat. It's got an M on it.
Yeah.
And we're talking. And the conversation, we weren't loud, but we were the only ones in there. He and I on one side. The other guy kind of around the corner. So we're close, but there's separation.
Mm-hmm.
He decides to chime into the conversation. And I said, any chance that M on your hand stands for mind my own business?
And oh, chat?
I was kidding because that's, I think that's funny right now. And I, and I realized that was one of those situations where I was like, oh man, he may not be in on the joke.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I'm really just joking. I'm so sorry.
What did he say?
And, no, at first he kind of bristled and then he kind of laughed and he goes, I really should just shut the up. No. All are
come
welcome.
On.
Everyone's welcome here.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, is this not maybe just one of those times Miguel would like to know, Miguel in Central Vegas mm-hmm. would like to know, is maybe that, in fact, he uses the term, maybe I should just keep this one in my pocket. And maybe. Relationship Rehab coming up next.
Wake up.
KLUCFM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
Always makes me feel good.
98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Thanks for coming back to us on a Monday. You could have boned out on Friday and said, I'm never listening to them again.
Yes.
But you chose to come back.
Thank you.
And you have no idea how much we appreciate that. I'm Chet. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. This is Relationship Rehab. Miguel in Central Vegas. Can't help but notice you almost exclusively have emails and calls from women on Relationship Rehab. It just turns out that way.
Yeah, I feel like we've had a couple good dudes.
Yeah, there's dudes. But so anyway, though, Miguel says, I don't know if this is on purpose or not, but I think in this case it will work in my favor. Ladies, I am almost 25 and in my first post-college relationship with a woman. I did some experimenting in college. Oh, you know what? I apologize. I probably should have hit you with one of these.
Due to some sexual content, parental discretion.
It's not that.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Only because this may bring more questions than answers. Just saying. For the chickens.
Okay.
For the chickens. We don't care. You don't care. Some people care. So, I'm almost 25, Miguel says, in my first post-college relationship with a woman. I did some experimenting in college. You know how they call girls lugs? Are you familiar with that term?
No.
A lug?
Mm-mm.
Familiar with a lug?
No, never heard of it.
Lesbian until graduation?
Oh, iconic.
Yeah. Girls would play around in college and then they, you know.
Yeah. Great.
I guess I was the male version of that, says Miguel. Honestly, I don't hear about, I've heard of girls that have been maybe a little more experimental.
Yeah.
In college.
Oh, but he's saying he did with boys.
Yeah.
Got it. Great.
Yeah. Now, he's out of college. He's decided that was a phase. And I always hear people talk about total honesty on this show. Total honesty in quotes, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means, but total honesty in quotes. I get how maybe I should just keep this one in my pocket. I'm not sure how my new girlfriend will react. Oh, he's asking if he should tell. Mm. Maybe this time, should the past be the past? I mean, who cares, really? Right?
Oy, yeah.
702-364-9898. And oh my, how the turntables. You know what I mean? Because I think guys get a bad rap for not being as understanding as they might be.
Yeah. Okay.
I know a lot of girls that would have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. I'm just saying. 702-364-9898. Vegas Thrill are ending a somewhat lengthy. Wait a minute. They're supposed to be playing in Indy on Thursday. Did they come home? Here's the only reason why I asked that, because they're in the building right now.
Yeah, they're here.
Vegas Thrill.
Gals.
So, Yeah, because we're going to do some stuff with them today.
Yeah, dude. Well, there's a cool game on Sunday that's happening.
Right.
It's a Chet Buchanan takeover.
Again.
We're doing the anthem.
Which is, strangely enough, a Chet Buchanan show takeover. No Chet Buchanan.
Yes.
Imagine that. And that's my fault. That's nobody else's fault.
I know you're going to say that.
But it's
we want you, baby.
It's kind of funny. No, we got. I heard about it last time. That was Chet Buchanan show takeover. Well, technically, it was 98.5 KLUC takeover. Brew ain't showing up either, just so you know. Nor is Tino Cochino. Or Julia.
Yes.
Don't ask questions. I'll tell you no lies. We've got four tickets for the Vegas Thrill. Sunday, 3 o'clock. How great is that?
I know.
3 o'clock, you can go home for dinner. Or you can go out, you know what I mean, afterwards. Have a little Sunday dinner somewhere with the kids.
Yep.
And then go home, you're ready. You're ready for the week.
Yeah, it'll be so cute. My nephew's bringing his first girlfriend, and she's a volleyball player.
Stop 15. It.
So she's so excited.
15. How old's he? Yeah. 7?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. How old's he?
15.
Oh, and she's 15 also?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're coming. It's so much fun, though, for all the families. So do come.
Yeah. 702-364-9898. Four tickets for the Vegas Thrill. Does Miguel need to tell, or is this a better one just to keep in your pocket? Relationship Rehab right now. It's Billie Eilish.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Man, I thought this would be huge.
You did?
It's kind of, yeah, it's kind of met with general indifference. I'm noting today. Miguel in Central Vegas on Relationship Rehab. He's in college. He dated men. And then after he got out of college, he decided to go back to women. And now he's dating a woman. And he's wondering whether he needs to tell her about his collegiate escapades.
Sure.
We always talk about total honesty. A lot of people are, oh, you got to tell him everything. He's like, do I really need to tell him everything? Who's this on the phone, Adrian?
We got Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Maria.
What part of town?
Hello, hello, hello.
Is that your real name?
Chinatown. Yes, I've been on the show before. My name is Maria.
Love that. From Chinatown. Yeah, no, I remember you.
Yes.
You're fun. No, you're good. You know,
yes,
you're good.
Yes, I am.
does he need to tell this girl about what? See, I'm a guy that I really don't want to know. I really don't want to. What you did before me is really none of my business. So do you believe that Miguel needs to tell?
I feel like it depends on the type of person that he is now currently dating. If he feels that this is going to affect her in a negative way, if she finds out by a friend or a family member that he went both ways, whatever, I feel like he should tell her. But, you know, his past is his past. Why does he have to say every person that he was with, you know, unless you're with that type of person that would, you know, that would care.
I do appreciate that. That it depends on the situation.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that to a degree. Are you firm on any stance here, Michaela?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think that he should tell her. I think he should tell anybody. I think it's a big deal. I think dating same sex is a decision that the current partner should have the right to say, I agree, I don't agree, I'm comfortable, I'm not comfortable. And to Maria's point, if someone were to find out and tell her and she didn't know and it kind of blew up in her face.
Can't you have the conversation then?
I mean, I guess you could.
Can't you go back and clean it up then?
Yeah, but I feel like just be honest. I'm an honest girl. Just put it up front.
I'm just sticking. Well, and I realize that this makes me look dishonest. I'm just, man. So, and here's where my head's at with this. What you see is what you get with me also, but don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff. You know what I mean? Well, you got to make trouble where there's no trouble. I do see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And Maria's not wrong. You do definitely have to read the room. But, okay, wait. If he has read the room, Maria, and he says, I'm not sure, because it is the second to last line, I'm not sure how my new girlfriend will react. If you do believe she may react poorly, is that maybe not reason enough to hold on to it?
Oh, no. I feel like if she would react poorly, he should definitely tell her, because if it gets extremely serious down the line and, you know, they want to be together forever and get married, and then it's like, oh, they're married, and then she finds out like a month after. It's like, just tell her. I feel like he should tell her just because of how bad he already feels, and it's eating at his brain. Like, he needs to get it off of his chest.
Like a zombie.
Yeah.
Eating at his brain. No, it is. And by the way, I'm not even going to go to you, Adrian. I'm not even going to. I will just tell you what Adrian did. As you said that, Adrian's posture relaxed. He smiled and nodded his head as if he were your grandfather.
Yeah. Ooh.
And just gave you that paternal
well done
validation.
Right. That's right. He's just the validation.
Yes. Thank you.
He supports your position. I would ask him anything you want to add to that, Adrian. Adrian would look at me and go, "No,
no.
She said it. I know this. I know my guy. I know this show.
Yeah.
So." There you go, Maria. Nicely done.
Good job, Maria.
Four tickets.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you at Lee's Family Forum this Sunday at 3. We've got four tickets to 98.5 KLUC Day. 98.5 KLUC Takeover.
Come on, baby.
For the Vegas thrill, and it's a bunch of fun.
I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, and I'm bummed that I won't be there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, hang on one second. Yeah, that's relationship. Maria, that's a good one. Her name is Lisa. This is called Moonlit Floor. Oh, look at that. She wants in right now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yes, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. Monday, February 24th. I'm Chet. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. There's a guy in Indiana who runs from the cops often enough that he's kept track of his record of success versus failure in the running from the cops. His name is William Pate DeMyers. He led the Indianapolis police on an 18-minute high-speed chase last weekend. Speeds, of course, reached into the triple digits. Oddly enough, they ended up on Raceway Road in the neighborhood of Speedway, not far from where they do the Indy 500, right? He eventually pulled over and stopped, told the cops that he was going to go ahead and give up because the officers that were chasing him were, quote, really good.
Stop.
And he just didn't think he'd be able to get away. So he wanted to put an end to it before anybody got hurt. He said he took off because he admits he is a habitual traffic violator and that he always runs from the police because, well, he's good at it.
Yeah.
He said his record now with this latest L that he took is 6-3 against the police. He told him, I'm now 6-3. Mm-mm. He says he's always been able to beat the Indy police until now.
Ooh.
He was charged with resisting arrest and reckless driving. If you're admitting, and I'm assuming they have records on these things, if you're admitting that you've run from the police 9 times.
Yeah.
And this is the third time you've been caught. Should they not lock you up and potentially throw away the key?
And
just for a little bit?
If they haven't, maybe he does deserve the bragging rights because he's not going to get
trouble.
You
know what? They get what they deserve.
Yes.
They get what they deserve.
Exactly.
My mind is blown.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I've done this for a long time. We've done a lot of crazy stories over the years.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever seen anything like this. This is so... We've all heard of switched at birth stories, right?
Sure.
This is very much a 2025 version of that.
Tell me.
38-year-old woman named Christina Murray suing a fertility clinic in Georgia after they implanted in her the wrong embryo. So she gave birth to somebody else's baby.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'll triple down on that. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, dude, because I know when Lisa and I tried to freeze our eggs, which didn't happen, it's like such a long process. You have to be so organized. Could you imagine you finally give birth after all that work and it's not even your embryo?
And on the other end of that, they send the guy into a room with magazines, videos, and a very comfortable chair.
Yeah.
And a cup.
Yeah.
She used a donor, Christina did, to get pregnant in 2023, gave birth that December. She immediately knew something was wrong because Christina is white and the kid is not.
Oh, my God.
She had selected a donor with dirty blonde hair and blue eyes, so she knew he wasn't black either, right?
Oh, my God.
She did take the baby home and cared for him anyway.
Yeah.
Because she gave birth to the baby. She bought an at-home DNA test and got the results a month later. Because, yeah, I guess.
I feel like I have no words for you. I guess you got to go all the way.
Oh, I know why. Because you do have to go through with it and make sure, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to go, okay, but that's still your kid. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
On all levels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not just the visual.
Oh, my God.
This is uncomfortable. The test confirmed that she and the boy are not related.
Yeah.
Even though she gave birth.
That's crazy.
They're not related. She told the clinic that, and they figured it out, that the embryo, solid detective work by the clinic.
Way to go.
They figured out the embryo belonged to a different couple. Thanks, guys.
Dude, where is her embryo? I know.
That couple. Oh, my God. So that couple, just because this is the way. Wait, no. That couple had to sue Christina for custody?
Oh, my God.
Why couldn't she just give him the baby? She did end up giving. Maybe she decided I wanted to keep the kid.
Yeah.
I gave birth to the kid. She'd cared for him for 5 months.
Oh, maybe.
And decided, oh, my God. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. This is how we know about this. Let me read the whole thing now. They sued her for custody. She did give up the kid voluntarily. However, not before a little bit of she didn't want to.
Yeah.
Christina's lawyer said the whole thing has been devastating. She had bonded with the kid. She breastfed the kid. And took him to all of his doctor's appointments. Obviously, she has not seen the kid since.
Well, she at least deserves visitation.
Does she?
Yeah.
I don't know. You got it. No, I think you got to get a clean
cut
break.
It.
I never birthed no babies, but I. Well, of course she's suing. She's suing the clinic.
Yeah,
I was
for
thinking
sure.
She was suing the other parents.
No.
God, this. Who knew this was going to get this involved? The lawsuit. It's not clear how much she's suing for because of the type of lawsuit. It's in excess of $75,000. You think? A jury could decide she deserves a lot more than that. The fertility place put out a statement saying they immediately did an in-depth review and put additional safeguards in place to make sure that never happens again.
Well, yeah, babe, we hope so.
I will say again, you think?
Yeah.
And... yeah, we'll keep you updated. That's wild.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Ooh, it's the more you know before we go, but it's kind of like a pop quiz all in one. You ready?
Love it. Come on.
Yeah, right? Let's play.
Yeah.
Do you know the most popular show that people in other countries watch to help themselves learn English?
Soap operas?
No.
No.
That people want to learn English, so they watch...
singing competitions.
Friends.
No way.
Simpsons number 2.
Okay, I know my answer sounded random, but I thought it was something wild that they did because I had heard something like that. Maybe it was just Friends.
You know what happens? We watch novellas.
Yeah.
But I think that's mostly dudes, and it's only for the hot chicks.
Yeah.
honestly,
those are pretty hot.
Honestly.
Yeah.
The first candy produced by a machine was...
M&M's.
A guy named Oliver Chase made them with a lozenge cutting machine in 1847, not M&M's.
Made with a lozenge machine. Those little strawberries with a squishy in the middle. Everyone's grandma had them, okay?
Which I saw a thing the other day and I went, they're right. Have you ever seen those things for sale?
No.
Have you ever seen them in a store?
Honestly, no.
No, I think it's when you become a grandmother, they just magically appear at your house.
That makes, they just
like
send
Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny. I think when you become a grandparent, then those things show up in your house. The answer, the first candy produced by a machine was Necco wafers. And they taste like the machine.
1,000,000%.
They actually do. Yeah. I loved them, though. My grandfather loved them, and therefore I loved them when I was a child.
I love them, too. When we went to Catholic school, we'd pretend like those were the communion wafers. You were like, oh, these are good. They look like it.
Oh, yeah, blood of Christ. Uh-huh. Body of Christ. Here you go. That's really funny. Fancy ketchup, just in case you ever... They're just not trying to be bougie. Fancy ketchup is a real thing. An actual USDA grade. That's the highest grade of ketchup.
Wow.
Ketchups are rated on color, consistency... ability to read. Oh, no, that's me. defects and flavor. Fancy ketchup is the best you can get.
Funny.
So there you go.
I love ketchup.
That's the more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. It's a Monday. Let's go get it. This is going to be a good week. It already is. I think. So let's rock. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Go back and check out the Nick Carter interview.
Yeah.
All of that stuff and see our fancy new cameras.
So cool.
Yeah. We love all of that. Do that and then follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian.
You can follow me at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and TikTok. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast and the Chet Buchanan Show on that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
Have an amazing day. We will meet back here tomorrow morning. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Finally getting this in before he heads to the airport really quick. Nick Carter is on his way where?
So I'm heading to China right now today. I'll see you. I'm going to Macau first. I got a solo tour out in Southeast Asia, so I'll be out for about a month.
So I had called to wish Nick a happy birthday. Actually, I texted him, happy birthday. He calls me. We're talking about youth baseball. And then I go, how's everything going business-wise and stuff like that? And he goes, something big coming down. I can't say a word about it. And that was really it. And then I go on vacation. You guys are playing the Sphere. The Sphere, dude. Sweet, there's money in Macau. So I go on vacation, and then I come back, and holy crap, you guys are playing the Sphere.
Yeah, a lot of our managers and people behind the scenes were like, listen, make sure you guys keep a tight lip on this. Let's not talk about it and everything. And I honored my word. And even with you, I was like, listen, I just can't tell you what it is.
Yeah, and I just figured like, okay, it's another, residency, whatever. I knew there was the album was dropping and the single and all that other kind of stuff. But man, nobody saw this coming.
It's kind of crazy because, obviously I drive my kids to school every single day and I'm looking at this incredible state-of-the-art musical just haven. And never thought in a million years that, we would be playing that place. So it's kind of surreal right now. And even with all the things that we've accomplished in 30 years plus, I never take it for granted. I'm just like, God, this is incredible. So just very blessed and grateful that I can do it in my hometown.
Nick Carter with Chet Buchanan Show, July 11th. Residency begins at the Sphere. In conjunction with Millennium 2.0 coming out, you can pre-order already. First single is called Hey. You can find that everywhere. So what is your experience so far with the Sphere? Have you seen a show there yet?
I saw the postcard. I went and saw that a while ago.
That's the movie that they show every day there, so anybody can go and experience the Sphere whenever they want. Did you take the kids?
We brought my son there and we talked to all the robots, the AI robots and stuff, and just got the whole experience. And it was just that's what it was. It was like, you know, Disneyland for music in so many ways. So, yeah, I've been there one time. The guys went and checked out the Eagles, and then obviously rehearsals are going to come up really soon, and I'm going to be, you know, walking through there. But when I get back home from tour, I want to go see some more shows.
I'll call him Las Vegas' own Nick Carter, part of the Backstreet Boys, who will be having a residency at the Sphere Las Vegas starting in July. Can you even begin to compare this facility to, I mean, like, is there another show out there that you guys did that comes to mind where you go, wow, this was amazing, this one blew me away, and now this Sphere thing is there anything that measures up?
It's really hard to compare. So many speakers you can't even imagine. The point being is that there's nothing comparable to it. And we have to actually design a show that will fit the space. You go back to the Millennium Tour in 1999 and 2000, when we were doing what we did for the first time. We did it in the round. We were flying in on these surfboards, and we were doing all these things that were kind of like state of the art at the time. And people weren't really doing. We were doing Cirque du Soleil stuff before they were doing it, you know, really. And now we're able to take this show, which was futuristic, you know, at that time, and really catapult it to this next level. And the good thing about it is that you're creating this experience, but you have to have the music in order to, you know, so it's really this journey through our hits and our catalog and having incredible content and an incredible show. You know, like last time we were here, at Planet Hollywood, you know, it's dancing and singing in a show. So, you know, it's just going to take it to this out of this world level now.
And just when you might think you're heading on your way out, they suck you back in to take it to the next level. Nick Carter and the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere, July 11th. Tickets have already gone on sale. They've extended out for another couple of shows, which is amazing. The album Millennium 2.0 will come out at the same time as the residency on July 11th. You can pre-order now. The single Hey is out. More with Nick Carter on the Chet Buchanan Show in just a minute. Back with Nick Carter of the Backstreet Boys, July 11th. The Sphere, the residency, the Millennium 2.0 residency. Album comes out at the same time on July 11th. You can pre-order right now. New single Hey is out now. Every dream you have ever had, you can make come true in this space.
Yeah.
I've literally had goosebumps since we started talking about it. I'm so happy for you guys. I'm so happy for us.
Thank you.
This is just so unbelievably cool.
Yeah. I listen, again, Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, and there's incredible shows here. But when this venue was built, it was made to take the show to this other place. And that's what this venue is going to do. And we're fortunate to be the first pop band to play there. You know, there've been a lot of legends that have played there. So we're really excited to kind of break the mold and, you know, do something that hasn't been done there before.
Nick Carter and the Backstreet Boys play the Sphere this summer. You knew that already. Glad to have a couple of minutes here with the Chet Buchanan Show, but let's jump into that for a minute. Cause okay. You two fish. I mean, you know, Fish, four shows real quick.
Everyone loves Fish.
Yeah, sure. Eagles, BSB. That's mind-blowing. You've had a lot of accomplishments. It's been a great career. But this is big company.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But I think more so, I stayed here 2017 when we came here for the residency, and I just decided to stay here and create a life and create my family here. And I've gotten really close to the community, you know, more so than ever out here, you know, whether it's baseball dads that I meet who are in the Air Force, you know, who are now my friends, you know, coming over to my house, everyday people. And it's funny because now I get to continue to, because if I was traveling, going on the road, you know, and touring, it keeps me away from my family and away from my kids. And, but I can go to work, at the Sphere, do my show, come back home, take my kids to school, take them to baseball, and and even do more with the community than I've ever wanted to, that I've been wanting to do than before. And, you know, just all sorts of philanthropic things. I just love Vegas. I mean, Vegas is awesome. So it's great to be here.
And Vegas loves you back. And everybody, if you get a chance to see what Nick's doing with Mark Chinook and a bunch of other, you know, cool people that have all gotten together for the Space 2.0. It's just, it's super amazing. Nick Carter's got to go make some money. He's got to go to China. Thanks for taking the time, brother. Safe travels, and we'll see you when you get home, and we'll see you this summer at the Sphere.
Yeah, I'll be seeing you there. And, again, thank you so much for all your support. Thank you, Vegas, for becoming my home, to everybody out here. If you want to come check us out, you know, this is Millennium 2.0. This is a tour that was very, at the time in 99, 2000, when this album came out, when Millennium came out, you know, Chet, you know, it was, we were breaking records at the time. We were, this was before the internet. This was when Y2K was supposed to be taking down everything.
And listen, before we go, I just had the stupidest flashback. Denise George from Jive Records was their record label back when BSB wasn't even known in America. We're in Portland, Oregon. She gives me a call and says, I want you to go to dinner. And I love Denise, so I would say yes all the time. And she said, yeah, I've got this group I want you to meet. We went to this Rock Bottom Brewery, and they had one lavalier mic. And we said, do you have a stage? And they said, yeah, it's up there. And we had to climb up a ladder and all cram each other in on this little wedge of wood that was crammed into the corner of the room. And I'm like, hey, sorry to interrupt your dinner, but I really want to enter. These guys are going to be huge. They're big in Europe right now. Please welcome the Backstreet Boys. And they sang, you guys sang like four a cappella songs. And it was the most incredible thing. And I'm thinking back to that. And now here we are talking about playing one of the biggest shows ever. One of the biggest, you know, residencies ever at the greatest concert venue on the planet.
I totally remember that, dude. It's so funny you say that. And those were the best times, you know. That was when we were just starting, and you know, nobody knew who we were, and we still have that mentality even to this day. It's like, just because we're playing the Sphere doesn't mean that it's just should be given to us. You know what I mean? And that's why I never take it for granted. It's like, that we are there right now, I thank God every day for it. But we have that mentality of we have to work for it. You know, you have to keep working for it. No matter, it never stops. Work never stops.
And the expectations on this are going to be huge. And I know you guys love the challenge.
Absolutely. That's the whole point. It's a challenge. But we're in good hands because they have to develop a show. You know, we're using people who have helped create these shows that are specific just for this venue. So we're in good hands in regards to the creation of the show. Now we just have to get up there and do what we do. And, you know, that's the performance aspect of it.
Right. You're going to miss your flight. Go. We'll see you when you get back. Love to the family. Have fun in Macau.
Thanks, brother.
And we'll talk soon.
All right, Chet. Later. Thanks, guys.
Nick Carter on the Chet Buchanan Show.